Rashad Bateman was one of the only Baltimore pass catchers to get open in a bad week for the offense. In the joint practices against Minnesota, he took significant contact from Vikings defenders and still produced a nice one-on-one rep, along with several catches on quick throws in team drills, per Gianna Hahn at the Baltimore Banner. Modest lines, but the joint sessions were the kind where modest counted, with Brian Flores' blitzes winning both days against the first unit and the second, per Tony Lombardi at Russell Street Report. The other detail in Hahn's account is about the rookie contesting his role. Jacoby Lane held on to his first one-on-one rep through contact and drew encouragement from Bateman himself, then was tackled on his next rep and found limited room in team drills against the pass rush. Saturday sorted the two of them by usage, which is its own kind of information. Bateman sat the 13-3 win in Minneapolis with the veterans. Lane started it among the reserves, listed with Devontae Walker and LaJonte Wester, and drew no receiving line in the team site recap, where Wester led the team with 5 catches and the game's only touchdown, per Quentin Corpuel. Playing in that game meant playing with the third and fourth strings. Resting from it is how Baltimore treated its established starters all night. Our June preview framed Bateman as a fork. The talent was never the question. The target volume in a crowded room under a new play caller was, with the drafted rookies as the named threat. This week, the fork stayed open, but the traffic ran mildly his way. He produced against a real defense while the rookies' flashes came in smaller doses than the week before. What to watch? Whether Bateman gets his first game action against Washington on Saturday, and what the receiver room looks like after the roster cuts to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.